DJW Mobile.
W4DJW KB4CBA, what are you doing?
In my car through this solid that is really slippery. It's not like going through air, it's like going through this, it's like driving through the inside of a lemon meringue pie, and you're right, your wheels are on the lemon, and your windshield is cutting through the meringue.
In other words, it's real foggy.
You're a genius. You figured that out.
It made me hungry, too, but, you know.
Eating pies, too.
On days ending in Y.
It doesn't end in a Y?
That's why I said that.
Get it. I see a horse over there. He's making his way through the meringue as well. Cars are running pretty slow, too, because it's so dense out here. What are you doing?
I'm studying for the extra class.
You'll ace it. I know you will. You're going to do good. That's getting outside of your comfort zone. And it's always good to get outside of your comfort zone.
Way outside of my comfort zone, so. But anyway, I figured today would be a good day to do this because sure can't get out and play tennis, and nobody wants to go in the bubble, so I guess I'll sit here and read about all this mess and see if I can understand it.
Today, if you hit the tennis ball too hard, it would go up to where the meringue had been browned by the burner in the stove, and that's kind of like the ceiling of the meringue, and it would stick to the underside ceiling of the meringue, and it would never come back down again.
Okay. Well, you really hung up on the meringue thing. Oh, good Lord. You must be hungry. Are you going to pick up the supper?
Eating supper really, really late tonight. I got to go to a repeater committee meeting. We're going to start the build on the new repeater using a prototype repeater. And it's right at supper time. It starts like 30 minutes before supper time. Keep the prototype up before COVID hit, like 2018, 2019. I think it was that. It was for... I think we put it up in December and we took it down in late January. Put it up in early December and took it down in late January. And it had the ability to link to the 8.2 repeater. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
No, that's what happened back then. You must have still been on your hiatus from ham radio. When did you start back ham radio? What year was that? 20 or 21 or 22?
Well, basically, when I got this 7300, I mean, I was on and off 2 meters a little bit, but in the car. But when I got this 7300, you know, I really got interested again in amateur radio. I guess that was around. It's the year we took the trip to New York, Portland, Oregon. Well, we stopped up in New York on the way back, but I think that was 2020.
If I started in 2004, and I don't know if I recall hearing you between 2004 and 2020. Were you on at all in that time?
Probably sporadically then, 2004. I was still doing church full time in 2004. And then, I was working at John's Finger in 2005 till 2010. not remember if I would turn the radio on when I know I had one in the car, though. Yeah, I did. So I was on 2 meters then.
Active in 2004. I started in 2003, and I listened for a year. To learn. I was doing HF and other stuff, too. When I got my first license was a general. I took 3 tests, the tech, the CW, and the general, all at one time. So I started on HF, and I just listened to VHF because I wasn't sure what the protocol was. I did not, let's put it this way, I had no clue what the protocol was on VHF. So I wasn't in any hurry because I was learning HF. So I wasn't in any hurry to learn VHF until I conquered HF. And then in 2004, I started talking a little bit on HF. And I don't guess there was a time when I changed job in that 2016 that I stayed off the repeater for about 5 years while I was learning that new job. And then I came back after that. And I think that might have been about the same time you were coming back, to 2020. Yeah, I think we probably came back about the same time. Anyway, in 2018, we did put up a prototype repeater. And it worked really good. You could link it and unlink it from the A2. And it had a more sensitive front-end receiver than the repeater we're talking on now. And it was configurable so that you could raise and lower the noise floor. But Brandon was having to run up there and do that all the time because we've got this hump on our noise floor that goes up and down the band. And when it came through our input frequency, it would kerchunk the repeater a lot. So we decided to take it down until we could get a Murphy router up there in place so that you could log into it from down here. And then COVID hit and everything stopped. Everything came to a grinding halt. So it proved itself it's working, so now we're going to build. It's a prototype. We're not going to use the prototype. We're going to build the real deal. And I guess tonight's the kickoff meeting for the build the real deal.
To be sure that my new rig here was working, I've got a handy talkie with a remote mic on it. This is KQ4ASO, by the way. Sorry to interrupt, man. I'm out here in the shop, and I just wanted to make a quick contact before I run in the house.
Hey, let's see if I got it here. This is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, KB4 CVA, and I'm in Taylor's, and I tried to get you on the input and couldn't reach you, but you're 100% copy, and the repeater sounds really good, full quieting.
Appreciate to come back and comments. This is just a cheap Baofeng radio, and I've used it out here before. I've got a homemade dipole hooked to it, and I bought this little mic that goes on it just to see if I could mount it permanently to my desk out here and see if I could pull the mic away and actually be able to talk on it, because I've got a good radio in the house, but I wanted something out here just to mainly listen. But I figured I could jump in every once in a while if I'm out here peddling and hear some guys talking. But anyway, you guys carry on, and I do appreciate you coming back. This is Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Sugar Oscar out.
Well, sounds good. Yeah, I've got a battle thing myself, and go ahead, Dave.
Sounds really good. You must be pretty close to the repeater. KQ4ASO, I think it was. Let me know if I got that wrong. But you're doing really, really good. You must not be very far from the repeater, or you've got a direct line of sight to it. You must be high up on a hill, one of the two, because it sounds like you're sitting in the car with me. Good job. No, I think that's going to work just fine for you.
Your book real quick, and I'll tell you exactly how far I am. I'm down in Reedville, so I'm a good ways down from it.
Do you have any obstacles to go through? Because it's sounding really good.
What kind of dipole are you using for that rig, for that radio?
The Peter book says I'm 34.7 miles away from W4NYK. I made it's like a T-bar adapter on the end of a piece of coax that's got two 19 and a half inch long pieces of copper ground lug on it. They're probably 100 thousandths diameter. I don't know what gauge that is.
Okay, and how long is it?
I'd say a little less than 40 inches there, what, about 39 inches long, and I've got it mounted about 12 foot up on the eave of my shop.
I've never heard anybody using a dipole on 2 meters, so FM, so that's interesting.
10 meters that's hanging in my crepe myrtle in front of my house that I've talked all over the place with that thing, and I figured, what the heck, man, I'll try one for 2 meters. I've done a little reading on it and come up with some measurements, and I had a SWR meter on it, and it's been so long I can't remember what this thing read, and I really haven't gotten serious into talking on here. I'm usually a HF guy. I just have a tech license, so I'm on 10 meters mainly, but, you know, I just wanted to, you know, experiment and see what I could do.
Well, let's see. I wanna write your call down because I don't have my computer up right now or anything. Not even my iPad, so I can get on QRZ. It's trouble to get on QRZ on the phone to log in every time. Give me your call one more time, please, sir.
Quebec 4 Alpha Sierra Oscar, KQ4 ASO.
KQ4 ASR. I'll pull that up in a little bit. I'm just taking a break from studying for my extra class. You need to go ahead and get your general so you can, that'll open up a lot of bands for you, frequencies on HF.
I've been doing the practice tests after I got the tech license, and I kind of slacked off and all, and I now have a almost two-year-old running around in the house, and that really hampered my studying, and between that and work and trying to get some rest, I've slacked off on that. But yeah, when things settle down, I definitely want to. And I believe you pulled that back to me wrong. It's KQ4 Alpha Sierra Oscar ASO. I believe you said something a little different.
I said R at the end, KQ4 ASO. Okay. And, all right. Cool. Dave is in here too. K4. Dave, why can't I remember your call? Go ahead.
4DJW, KQ4 ASO and KB4 CBA, W4 DJW. And I am going into the shadow of Paris Mountain over here on White Hampton, across from what used to be Kmart, Big K now, or whatever it is. So I'll get scratchy. If I get too scratchy, just let me know, and I'll stop talking. But I guess I take it you have that dipole, and I didn't catch your name either, KQ4 ASO. I didn't catch your first name. I take it you have the dipole with vertical polarization, right? It's hanging from one end to the other end, hanging down. On one end of it, it's not like stretched out horizontal, right?
I didn't tell you all my name. My name is Chris. I'm slack about that. I'm usually just a call sign guy trying to get to Europe and South America and stuff. But, yeah, I'm Operator Chris, and I'm in Reedville. It is vertically polarized. I tried it out there horizontally for grins and giggles, and it didn't receive as good or put out as good, so I put it back horizontal because I assume most local guys are horizontal. I have my 10-meter when kind of in a V formation. It seems to work the best that way.
That's good to know. That dipole's doing a fantastic job. You probably have some good elevation, too, where you are 31 miles away. You're probably not, like, down at 800 or 700 or 600 feet above sea level. You're probably up around the 900 or 1,000 feet above sea level. But anyway, it sounds really good. And the dipole, you've got that tuned up just right. And the audio, too. The microphone on the boat thing sounds like a Sounds like a good size base station is what it sounds like, so good job. Go ahead, David.
Sounds like the, excuse me, to me too. It's impressive.
Microphone off of Amazon. It's from Calm Mountain, and I read the reviews, and everybody talked highly of it. This thing was $20, and I said, let's give it a try, because the radio, my workbench is about 2.5 foot deep, and the radio is mounted against the window there where the cable runs outside, and I didn't want to have to reach and stretch the cable, so I put the mic and plugs in the side of the bow thing, and I'm really impressed with the reports you guys are coming back with on this cheap setup.
Let me see if I got it. The age-old saying, when you're getting into ham radio, if you got $100, you spend 80 on the antenna and 20 on the radio, and that'll get you the best performance. It sounds like that's what you did.
Heard that. I had a piece of coax that is for, it says it's for 2.4 gigahertz. It was on a old router that I had with coax ends. It come off of a friend of mine gave it to me. He does wireless networks and all. Well, I guess it's actually a wired network as far as that goes. And the cable was free, and the copper ground lug I had left over from the HF antenna, and just mounted them up there with a T-tap off of Amazon for cheap. So there probably ain't $50 in this whole rig.
W4DJW.
On the side as well, and let some other folks talk in here. I'm going to go in and see what the boss lady's cooking us for dinner. It's nice talking to you, gentlemen, and this is KQ4ASO. I'm on the side.
73s, Chris, and good to hear you on 2 meters FM. Jump on here anytime. David, your sound is fine, I'll let you go because I need to get back to reading here. anyway, W4DJWK4KQ4ASO. This is KB4CBA. Clear and 73s.
Talk to the books. Hit them hard. And I guess this meringue is conducting these electrons pretty good up to the mountain. Anyway, good talking to you. I know it's going to get really scratchy as I go down this hill. So good talking to you. Study hard. And so we can congratulate you when you get your upgrade. W4DJW Mobile.
JWKE5WLL. See you in a little bit.
Hey, Leroy. You ahead of me or behind me?
I'm ahead of you. It sounds like I'm right here at McAllister Square.
Bob Jones on White Hampton getting down here to turn off on Church Street. So we might be getting there close to about the same time.
Mine's hitting the mailbox. And Johnny and Landon are already there, so I'll see you in a little bit.
That's cool. That's a first for Johnny, anyway. Take care. See you in a little bit. Drive careful in this soup. W4DJW Mobile.
Kill Mobile.
Hey, this is Ben, and I'm pulling in the Red Cross right now.
See you in a little bit, KE5WLL.
K4DJW.